Bob Iger orders Disney at-home employees to work in the office 4 days a week. By Paul Bois on January 10, 2023. Disney CEO Bob Iger has ordered that at-home employees return to the office to work 4 days per week as the company tries to repair the self-inflicted damage caused by one woke political scandal after another. In an email obtained by Fox Business, Iger told Disney employees and those working in a hybrid fashion to start spending 4 days a week on site, targeting Monday through Thursday as in-person workdays. As you've heard me say many times, creativity is the heart and soul of who we are and what we do at Disney, Iger said in the email. And in a creative business like ours, nothing can replace the ability to connect, observe, and create with peers that comes from being physically together, nor the opportunity to grow professionally by learning from leaders and mentors. Iger further stressed the tremendous value in being together with the people you work with and that he believed working together more in person will benefit the company's creativity, culture, and our employees' careers. As we embark on a new year, Disney's historic 100th anniversary, and all the opportunities before us, we have so many reasons to be excited about the future, he told employees. Certainly, this is a moment of tremendous change for our company, for our industry, and for the global economy. But despite the challenges, at my core I remain an optimist. Iger replaced former CEO Bob Chapek after Disney took a nosedive under his leadership due to fallout from the coronavirus pandemic and a series of woke blunders that destroyed the company's brand beyond repair. Starting when the company opposed Florida's anti-groomer law that barred teachers from discussing sexuality with kindergartners and third graders. The company has since posted $20.15 billion in fourth quarter revenues and diluted earnings per share excluding certain items of 30 cents, both of which came in below analysts' estimates, according to Fox Business. While it saw its subscriber count for Disney Plus grow by 12.1 million in the quarter to a total of 164.2 million, the direct-to-consumer services segment overall generated $1.47 billion in operating losses, noted the outlet. As Breitbart News reported on Monday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis R. has followed through on his promise to strip Disney of its self-governing status in his state. A new plan introduced by the state legislature Friday, with the backing of the governor, proposes a special law that would put in place state oversight over Disney's Reedy Creek Improvement District, effectively ending Disney's self-rule over its Orlando fiefdom where it has enjoyed numerous special privileges, including tax breaks, for 5 decades, noted the report.